Iowa City newspaper mentioned that he was the best amateur actor there at that time. He had served in World War I in the medical corps for a couple of years, and even at that time, he was helping to entertain the troops in a production called The Khaki Carnival, and then returned to school and was in Iowa City after that. And he was acting in Chautauqua plays. One of them was called It Pays to Advertise. I just think that's a very dear part of his youth, you know, that he had these interests in journalism and in acting. And for such a great-looking young man, you know, he might have been a John Wayne instead of a George Stout, but we were lucky he was a George Stout.
What most do you like to point up to people during your lectures? What is it about the story you hope that they remember?
What I hope they remember is to see that he developed this very intense work on the science of art conservation. So, I mean, he had become a huge person in his field. And one illustration of that is that here Pearl Harbor had been bombed. We were under attack. The USA was under attack and had to remove the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution from, you know, where they normally were kept. They were removed to Fort Knox for safekeeping, since we were under attack. And during this move, they realized that some of the condition of the documents was pretty bad, and they called somebody in to do restoration work on those two major documents, and guess who that was?
Wow.
George Stout, you know, took him to Fort Knox and allowed him to do that restoration. So you know he was quite the expert in this whole topic at the time.
Nancy Trask, what do you think it is about Winterset, Iowa, and heroes?
You know, I've kind of reflected on our modern-day heroes. I think probably in any community, if you really look for the heroism, you're going to find more heroes than you're expecting to. I think it's great we've had a little spotlight shown on us for this, but if you start digging into people's lives, there's a lot of heroism just going on, and there are a lot of people involved in the community today, and I think we need to watch out for our heroes and pay tribute, you know?